Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
From yet another soul-crushing wedding sinking an arena while simultaneously blowing up YouTube, to a fumbled debut deflating a crowd but inspiring hope in the Twitterverse, the virtual and in-attendance portions of the fandom simply could not agree on these wrestling occurrences. Gareth here from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 wrestling moments live fans hated, but the internet loved. Number 10, Cody keeps on teasing a turn. The final weeks of Cody Rhodes' time battling it out with All Elite's finest brought with it some of the most compelling and intriguing wrestling character work, being committed to Wednesday and Friday nights. Though he'd shown time and time again how adept he could be at playing the bad guy, the American Nightmare appeared adamant on sticking to his honest principles, whilst telling his ever-twisting tales within the Codyverse. Very much privy to those calls from the socials for him to finally turn full heel in the thick of his TNT title exploits, though, Rhodes would routinely offer little breadcrumbs of wickedness to those keeping up online, and joining the dots as hopes of that long-awaited fall into the dark side remained alive and well. In truth, the elaborately dressed and excessive entrance equipped Cody had little intention of committing to a darker variation of his nightmare family leader, and this was something that routinely left AEW crowds seething and frustrated in the last days of his All Elite career. In the end, Cody may have been the internet's favorite heel in waiting, but for many of those filing into AEW's many arenas, he was little more than a miscast annoyance. Number 9, Becky Lynch wins the big one. Coming in at a staggering 7 hours long when all was said and done, by the time Becky Lynch strutted out to confront the Raw and SmackDown Women's Champions for their history-making first-ever All-Women's Mania main event, most fans were on their sixth can of Red Bull. And this severely deflated and defeated crowd ultimately paved the way for a deeply underwhelming show closer, as the 80,000 strong crammed inside of MetLife Stadium struggled to rally behind the man, rail against Charlotte Flair, or even muster up the strength to launch an avocado at Ronda Rousey. Those at home with the advantage of being able to take a quick power nap, however, thoroughly lapped up the closing visual of Lynch holding all the gold. And not even the botched finish could extinguish the unfiltered joy that accompanied such a groundbreaking achievement, even if those watching in New Jersey could only find the energy to let loose a relieved sigh as the final bell tolled. Number 8, Balor and Rollins want to wear that Red World title. In all honesty, Seth Rollins and Finn Balor could have put on the greatest match in WWE history during their battle to become the first ever Universal Champion at SummerSlam 2016. Yet absolutely nothing was ever going to win back over a live crowd who had just consumed the unveiling of that lazy red monstrosity, though marred by chance of that red belt sucks. Throughout the pair's thrilling war to take the ugly strap home, a critically acclaimed showing for both the Architect and Balor's Demon King was made all the more impressive with the news of the latter actually ripping his pec and shoulder to shreds partway through the world title scrap. And the sight of the recently called up former NXT champion coming away with the red and gold was also met warmly online, with a corner of the fanbase that had routinely been ignored in recent times feeling somewhat acknowledged with the crowning of their one-time Bullet Club boy. However, it's hard to look past the defiant crowd's overwhelming reaction when looking back on this Universal debut. Number 7, Andrade is All Elite. News of former NXT champion Andrade finally wiggling free from the WWE net had the Twitterverse bubbling with anticipation as to where he would pop up next. And while his first few sports entertainment waves were made in Lucha Libre AAA Worldwide waters, it was the partner of Charlotte Flair's Wednesday night TNT arrival 3 months on from his WWE exit that really lit a fire in those who had been angling for the real Andrade to be allowed to stand up for an age. Sure, said AEW appearance didn't exactly blow the roof off of a tentative dailies place, one boasting a crowd still only just re-emerging from a pandemic, admittedly, with El Idolo's clunky alignment with Vicky Guerrero also being questioned from the off. But this lukewarm All Elite bow still couldn't eclipse the feeling of online excitement that came with the realization of Andrade now being able to fully spread his dynamic wings within the hottest wrestling organization on the planet. Whether you've been an undisputed champion of El Idolo's All Elite exploits or not, he most definitely got the internet to sit up and take notice upon his unannounced Dynamite debut. Number 6, the newest NXT wave invades the main roster. If you think the painfully limp execution of a number of NXT's once most cherished faces officially making their jump from developmental to the main roster in recent times has been utterly dreadful, the likes of Ciampa and Butch's Raw and SmackDown impacts feel like a masterstroke in comparison to the events of early 2019. Dumped into the red and blue landscape with no real hype or build at all, the aforementioned Blackheart was joined by longtime pal slash sparring partner Johnny Gargano, Ricochet, and Aleister Black as some of Triple H's prized black and gold assets exploded onto the Monday night scene and took the sports entertainment world by storm. Only, they didn't, really. Instead, the majority of the casual Lafayette, Louisiana audience members in attendance had next to no clue who they were watching, begging the question why WWE didn't simply hold off for a town with a bit more appreciation for the superworkers before unleashing them on the wider fanbase. That still couldn't stop those online who cherished and adored the game's super indie from getting fired up about DIY, the one and only, and the Dutch Destroyer, finally pumping their variety of fresh ability into a flailing Raw product, however. Rush delivery be damned.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And number 5, Sin Cara finally arrives. Much like fellow luchador sensation Andrade El Idolo's All Elite arrival, another scintillating internet darling also didn't enjoy the sort of reaction to his big-time debut, as those who had been following his work previously were largely hoping for some decade earlier. Unlike Andrade, however, WWE had very much gone out of their way to drum up anticipation for the incoming Mystico, a mass sensation famed for his innovative work in the likes of AAA and CMLL. So this led to many a Mystico maniac justifiably chomping at the bit to see how quickly he would take to sports entertainment waters. The same could not be said for those taking in a night after Mania Monday Night Raw TV taping on April 4, 2011, however, as the wholly unimpressed Atlanta crowd barely even blinked at WWE's latest attempt to find a Rey Mysterio 2.0. An unfortunate botched ring jump mid-entrance took little away from his still jaw-dropping lucha offense during said attack on Sheamus. Something those who had been banging the now Sin Cara drum online were quick to note, but this stutter of a start pretty much set the tone for his eventual relationship with the live audience from there on out. Number 4, HBK and the Hitman go 60 minutes. Trying to maintain an audience's attention for a staggering 60 minutes straight is no mean feat at the best of times. And in Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart battling it out over the WWE Championship in front of a near 20,000 crowd at WrestleMania 12, the times were never going to get much better in 1996. But that still couldn't stop the vast majority of Anaheim, California's capacity crowd from struggling to keep their eyes open during WWE's first ever televised Iron Man match. Likely not helped by the fact that not a single fall was scored over the course of the first hour, Dave Meltzer's much more positive reappraisal of the contest, one that he witnessed live initially, upon viewing it on TV and analysing the actual in-ring action, told a story of a bout that clicked more as an exercise in supreme physical execution rather than all-round live spectacle. While time hasn't been too kind to the well-known bout, the early internet clearly felt those watching on in the arena were to blame for the match not being instant instantly immortalized as a straight-up classic there and then. Number 3, Lana and Bobby Lashley get intimate. YouTube is a strange old place, I think you'll agree. Yet it's a place that has no doubt played its part in provoking Vinnie Mac's empire to produce some of the most jarring and largely rejected in-ring moments ever committed to a wrestling product since its inception. So cheers for that. Case in point, someone clearly took one look at the mega numbers generated by Lana turning her back on real-life partner Rusev and smooching the almighty Bobby Lashley on Raw in September 2019 and realized they were onto something. Even if it was just something horny folks doing some late-night surfing were unashamedly lured towards. Despite this clear dwarfing of the rest of Monday night's output at the time on the streaming site, though, the subsequent Lashley-Lana shtick drew relentless groans from those being put through the bollocks in arenas across the states. However, a slice of apathy too painful to ignore in the form of an entirely disastrous wedding segment would ultimately lead to WWE thankfully turning their back on the soap opera storyline. Number 2, MSK paint the CWC green. Few could have imagined precisely how things would eventually pan out for the charismatic duo that were NXT's Wes Lee and Nash Carter upon their signing in late 2020. While the fun-loving twosome still clearly had their supporters online thanks to their gripping offense and much-needed injection of youth on an increasingly dated product, those inside of the CWC didn't always share that same level of appreciation towards the eventual NXT Tag Team Champions. As reported by Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer Newsletter, the CWC's disdain towards the unit may have actually stemmed from negative comments Carter made about one of the brand's most popular superfans, Izzy, known for her love of Bayley back in 2018. Said criticism was sent her family's way on the back of Izzy taking a chokeslam from indie wrestler Effie, leading to a theory that Izzy's frequent NXT attending parents had conspired to turn the crowd against the tag division's new focal point. So you can imagine their reaction when Carter was ultimately fired off from the company on the back of a Hitler impression and various allegations of domestic abuse in 2022. Number 1, the great Carly wins the big un. Hopping back into the bucket of insanity that is YouTube, thank you for the platform by the way, and to a bizarre moment that unexpectedly made Lana and Lashley's lip locking look like a slow day at the office. Though it may not have set the wrestling world on fire upon its initial going down some 5 years before its eventual uploading, the great Carly's millions of devoted supporters online clearly felt heard when WWE decided to throw his dramatic 2007 Battle Royale and subsequent World Heavyweight Championship win back onto the internet in its glorious entirety. For the folks tasked with sitting through the Punjabi Playboy's epic victory inside of the arena, however, this unexpected development felt a little more underwhelming. Undoubtedly hoping to see Batista reclaim the illustrious title, the sight of Carly desperately hauling the Animal and Kane out of the 20-man contest late in the day hilariously sucked all life out of the building at a breathtaking pace. Yeah, there was plainly a method to this apparent madness, as seen in said jaw-dropping 145 million viewing figures. And with Carly's 2017 Battleground return also boasting a not-too-shabby 15 million views, it's clear the internet still holds a soft spot in its heart for this monster of a man.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.